Thank you. I'm going to start off with a song that you have heard before, I'm pretty sure. It's called I'd Go Back Again. Wrote this some years ago for my last album. And it's a song about all the parties my parents used to have when I was a kid growing up. So I grew up with these parties, and I thought that everyone had parties like this. And then I left home and found that was not the case. So I figured that I was pretty lucky. So this is I Go Back Again. I remember just like yesterday, waiting all week long for Saturday. We used to sing, those were the days, thought it always would be that way. Everyone would sing round the piano, the songs would carry deep into the night. Half the town would be on the veranda dancing, I was only 10, and if I could I'd go back again. So much to me, there was nothing that we couldn't play, thought it always would be that way. Everyone would sing round the piano, the songs would carry deep into the night. Half the town would be on the veranda dancing, I was only 10, and if I could I go back again? Amber ale with whiskey chases, laughter on familiar faces, kids fall asleep underneath the table. Everyone would sing round the piano, songs would carry deep into the night. Half the town would be on the veranda dancing, I was only 10, and if I could I'd go back again. Yeah, things were different then, and if I could I'd go back again. And hello to everyone out there in Radio Land or Facebook Land, wherever you're watching us from. This is Triple B FM in wonderful Nuriutpa. It is so hard to say that correctly. So I'm going to regale you with another song about my mum specifically, and how she was my inspiration for being a singer. She had a beautiful voice. She used to sing at all sorts of things. She used to lead our congregation at church because she was so wonderful. When we didn't have an organist, everyone just followed Mum. So did I. And this is my song to her, and it's called Mother to Me. It's also on my last album, The More I Give. Tingling ivory. Goes out to my mum. She passed away a few years ago now, but she still lives on in all our hearts, as mothers do. She was a total inspiration. Now, to go to the other side of the the gamut of songs, my next song is actually a song I recorded for my last album, but it never made it on there. And I was going to release it as a single a few years ago, and then things happened and it didn't happen. So it's still sitting there waiting to be used. But it's actually the a song I wrote a number of years ago now. And it's called Almost Okay. And it is a little bit of a murder ballad. It's a little bit different from the last song. Almost Okay.
Down by the water with my best friend's daughter, I saw how you touched her hand. Felt my heart race, saw the flush on your face, crushing my best laid plans. All the words you had said rolled around in my head and fell with nowhere to land. Think I wouldn't know all that I'd let you go so easy without a fight. she had gone, I wondered, was I wrong? So I asked, what do you have to say? But you shook your head as if I was mad, 'cause nothing had happened that way.
So yes, a little murder ballad for you. So I'm going to start off with it's warm in this corner, so I'm just going to check my tuning while I tell you that this is the first track off my new album, and surprisingly, this is going pretty well. There you go. It's called Here All Night. It's an ode to procrastination, or the dangers of procrastination. And it was a funny song that I wrote down lyrics as they were coming to me, not necessarily in, you know, full song version, just lots of lines, and on my phone at various times, and then I forgot about it, and then one day I opened my phone and I found these lyrics and thought, oh, that's right, there was this song. Not sure how I'm going to make a song out of that. So I got my old guitar teacher, Emily A. Smith, when she was around, and said, help me write this song, put this song together. So she did. So this is our song that we've written together, and it's all about watching out for that evil thing called procrastination.
Let me tell you a story about a girl and a wishing well. She had a haunted past behind her mask and sweet lies to sell. You couldn't pay her money and you can't pay her gold. First time I saw her, she was sitting on a stair. Silent cries, rope of butterflies, decorated her hair. I thought she looked so lonely and just needed a friend. But she wanted more than I could afford for a tale with no end. You'll be
let that be a lesson to you. I've got another little dancey song, which is on the new album as well. It's called Everybody Dance. And now, I don't have a violin player with me today. There is actually a nice little violin part that was played by Ashley Turner on this particular track. I have to also name Stephen Loss as my main instrumentalist on this album. He's played almost everything apart from the fiddle. And what else didn't he do? Banjo. There you go. So Ashley was playing on this particular one. He did a great job. But you're going to have to listen to me sing instead. So it's Everybody Dance.
The room while my back was turned. His feet, they made no sound, something that he learned. He took hold of my hand and led me to the floor. Music was playing and the crowd was wanting more. Everybody danced and everybody sang. Drinks were flowing, the rafters rang, and everybody whirled, legs and dresses folded. Hands were clapping while their bodies twirled. Ooh, 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 ooh. My feet, they went a-sliding when I couldn't stop. I fell into the arms of a grim-faced cop. He spun me round again and back into the fray. I gave and I was on my way. Everybody danced and everybody sang. Drinks were flowing, the rafters rang, and everybody whirled, legs and dresses fold. Hands were clapping while their bodies twirled. Everybody sang, drinks were flowing, the rafters rang, and everybody whirled, legs and dresses fold, hands were clapping, feet were tapping, thighs were slapping, while their bodies twirled.
Thank you all. So, I'm going to do my new song that I'm about to release as a single this month. It's called Mirror in the Hall, and it was completely inspired by the title, which I came up with in a songwriting group with a couple of other songwriters that we get together every so often and do stuff, come up with things like titles and how to write something and all the rest of it. So Mirror in the Hall came out of one of those afternoons, and it was sort of I had somebody like Patsy Cline or someone like that in my head when I was writing it. So it's very
that mirror in the hall takes too much space, it's way too large for my lonely face. Ever since you left here, that cold and wintry dawn took everything except that mirror on the wall.
taken your place. It's cold, hard glass tries to embrace. Thank you. Okay. So I thought if you wanted an encore, I would go for the last song that I ever wrote. It sounds like I ever wrote. It's the last song I've written. Hopefully there will be more. Because last year I went on a little bit of a tour, Melbourne and up to Queensland, and unfortunately I was doing a house concert in Rockhampton and I could feel my voice disappearing, and it was gone by the end of the show. So that meant the concert I was supposed to do up on the Atherton Tablelands did not happen, and so I have to go back another time. But so I wrote this song because of that. A friend of mine messaged me and said, are you going to be around for the Hillbilly Hoots, because I want you to sing this song with me. And I said, like, I lost my voice in Queensland and I'm waiting still for it to come home, or something like that. And he said, oh, that sounds like a song. I'm like, yeah, it is, so I'm going to write this song, and it's called Waiting Still. I lost my voice in old Rocky. Thank you.
while on the move. Send it on.